Welcome to News Bites. We are with Tom Denman today, the Associate Director of Membership Development and Engagement. That is a mouthful. So you've been traveling across the state, as we know, doing these county annual meeting visits. Tell us how these meetings work and what they're all about.
Yeah, so around this time every year, there's 52 county farm bureaus that are all making up New York Farm Bureau. They get together, and this is when it's an opportunity for them to raise resolutions and issues that are important to them, as well as just get together. I mean, a big part of Farm Bureau is networking with your local farmers, producers, local politicians, Cornell Cooperative Extension staff, whoever it may be. It's nice to get everybody in a room and just talk and have a nice meal.
So what have you noticed during these meetings? Are there any topics or trends that seem to be popping up?
Well, New York is an incredibly diverse state. So as diverse as our agriculture is, it's equally diverse with our issues that come up. Consistency, I would say that solar continues to be a hot topic across the state, as well as ag assessments and ag exemptions.
And are you finding that things like ag assessments and ag exemptions, are they sort of a controversial topic at some of these meetings? Does everybody get a little fired up?
Oh, it's great when they go back and forth on issues. That's the whole point. If everybody's agreeing, then, well, that's fine and fun. It might move quickly. It's much more engaging when people are going, hold up, I have an opinion on this. For example, the Hudson Valley is really transforming as, you know, New York City kind of moves farther north, the warehousing of that whole area. So that area, it's a real hot topic down there.
Perfect. Why would you say it's important? I mean, you're seeing all of these county interactions close up on a personal level here. Why would you say it's important for our members here at Farm Bureau to get involved at the county level?
I say this at a lot of conferences whenever I have the opportunity. In New York State, if you are not at the table, you are on the menu. They're going to come for you in some way. And the only way to help alleviate that is to use your voice. And New York Farm Bureau provides the room for that voice to be heard.
Right. And I think sometimes people think that they have to bring topics to it. That's not necessarily true, right? You can go there and just listen to what has to be said and maybe learn something you didn't know before when you're at these meetings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this year was the first year that three of our counties got together and held what they called a tri-county cam. And it was a really interesting opportunity for them to kind of see what other their neighbors were raising as priority issues. And it gave them an opportunity to go, hey, we'd like to sign on to that one as well.
Right, right. So I guess when someone becomes a new member at Farm Bureau, the logical step then is for them to start going to their county farm bureaus first, and then maybe join more on a state level at things like StayCon, for example.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that makes New York Farm Bureau so unique in the association world, the agriculture world, is that you're not more than an hour away from your local county farm bureau meeting. That's where you can get involved locally, raise local issues that are affecting you, decide that you'll like that kind of level of involvement, and then move up to our state.
Right. You mentioned networking earlier, which, of course, is a big part of county meetings and state meetings. What have you observed with networking? Are you observing people really, really having genuine conversations at these CAM meetings?
Oh, yeah. It's for a lot of these people, I mean, they live in the field. So this is, you know, one of the few times they kind of are all able to get together and share stories about how the season has been or talk about upcoming issues. For example, this year, seeing the regional food bank at a lot of county annual meetings was, I think, unique to this year because they're seeing the upcoming issues with, you know, getting food out to consumers in the state and basically saying, hey, you know, we're a distribution network for you to help get your food out of the fields to people's mouths.
And actually, that brings up another point. Going to these meetings helps you learn ways to help your neighbors, right? Because with food being an issue here, it's not just farmers growing food, it's providing food to their neighbors.
Oh, exactly. I mean, if anything that COVID showed us, it's that the supply chain is pretty fragile and that we need to protect that. And by protecting that, we're protecting farmers. Because if farmers start disappearing, then that access to fresh food is going to disappear. And that's why everybody should value what their local farmers are producing and putting out.
Right. You kind of touched on this a little bit, but what can county farm bureaus do to help their members? Give us some examples of how, it doesn't have to be a problem necessarily, but how can they help their members?
Oh yeah, I mean, they could help connect them with people they might know at large distributors. They could help them with local issues that they might be having with local government, issues like that. It could all just also just be, you know, farming can be kind of lonely. And, you know, there's mental health concerns that come with being alone in a field all day. So it's nice to know that you're busy and you're dealing with all this, but you're not alone in what you're doing. I think back to some conversations of, you know, a lot of farmers feeling a lot of pressure of what they're doing. I mean, in some of these counties, you might be the last dairy farmer in Westchester County, you know, and there's an inherent pressure that comes with that, that if you decide to, you know, pack it up and leave, or if something forces you out, that's going to affect the fresh food that can get to the people around you. And our members take a tremendous amount of pride in what they do.
Also, there's this whole, now that you say that, there's this whole level of resources that are available through it. You mentioned mental health, but there's also any number of insurance or any of our member benefit programs that they could learn more about at these meetings, I assume.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, our heritage partner nationwide offers a fantastic Land Is Your Legacy program, which is all about helping you transition your farm to the next generation. You know, also working with some of our partners through FarmNet, through mental health clinics that they offer.
Mm-hmm. So we like to call ourselves the voice of agriculture here at Farm Bureau. So being a grassroots organization is really the key for Farm Bureau. What does that mean to you as you look to grow membership? And why is that so important?
Yeah, it what it means to me is that everybody needs to be involved in some way. Whether you're producing the food, you're distributing the food, you're selling the food, or you're consuming the food. It's something that we all have a need with. And when you look at your membership, it's an opportunity to stand with farmers and say that agriculture is important to you. So when I say that everybody can be a member, I mean it. Everybody should be a member. Just because you might not be producing food yourself doesn't mean you don't realize the importance of having access to that.
Right. Well, Tom, you've attended, I believe, 20 county annual meetings. And those happen at just this time of year, generally speaking, in the fall. Yeah. But I just want to remind everyone out there who's watching, it's never too early or late to start now at any county meeting. So go to your local Farm Bureau. Any other words of advice?
Get involved. I always say that everybody should be involved in the advocacy process at least once in their life to see how all that works, how you voice a concern, it goes to our resolutions committee, it becomes a bill, and then it works its way up through the New York State, sometimes to the federal office. It's important to be involved in that, and that's what your membership goes towards.
Great. Well, if you're not a member, all of you out there, join today. Thank you so much, Tom, for doing this for us.
Man, thank you for having me.
For generations, New York's farms have been the backbone of our state, feeding our families and fueling our economy. And for over 100 years, New York Farm Bureau has been the voice of agriculture, advocating for the hardworking men and women who cultivate our land. You can be part of a powerful movement protecting our farms, supporting rural communities, and growing a stronger New York. There's no better time to be a member. Join today at nyfb.org or call 1-800-342-4143 and press 0.